with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is defending an ICE officer's fatal shooting of a woman in Minneapolis.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem described the incident as an act of domestic terrorism carried out against ICE officers, while President Trump alleged that the agent who fired seems to have shot her in self-defense. The woman did resist leaving her vehicle and started driving away, but eyewitness video does not show her running over an officer, as the president claimed.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Authorities didn't immediately release the name of the driver who was killed. Yet another state is joining the redistricting battle.
Governor Ron DeSantis has called for a special session to redraw Florida's congressional districts. Florida is now joining a redistricting arms race among states that have redrawn districts mid-decade. Even though the state's 2026 legislative session starts next week, DeSantis wants to wait for a possible U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act before proceeding. The ruling could impact Section 2, which bars discrimination in voting systems. Congressional districts in Florida that are redrawn to favor Republicans could carry big consequences for President Donald Trump's plan to reshape congressional districts in GOP-led states. That could give Republicans a shot at winning additional seats in the midterm elections and retaining control of the closely divided U.S. House. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Donald Trump's administration is seeking to assert its control over Venezuelan oil, seizing two sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum, and announcing plans to relax some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuela's petroleum worldwide. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 466 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P declined 23. This is SRN News. California bans book bans.
While a growing number of states are removing adult material from the children's sections of their public and school libraries, California is going in the opposite direction. The state has enacted a law that prevents the removal of books that, quote, include sexual content solely because of age from its libraries, even if parents request it. Another new California law will force health insurance to cover in vitro fertilization for gay couples. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone tried to set fire to the home of a German anti-Semitism czar over the past weekend. Andreas Butner, whose job is to fight anti-Semitism in the state of Brandenburg, said a shed on his property was set ablaze while his family was at home. No one was injured and the fire was put out before it could spread. Butner said on social media, "This attack represents a massive escalation directed against me personally, against my family and my home." SRN News. Iran has executed a man convicted of spying for Israel's Mossad. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official IRNA news agency has identified the executed man as Ali Adestani, saying he relayed sensitive information to Mossad officers in return for financial rewards in the form of cryptocurrencies. The agency adds the man confessed to the spying charges and that he'd hoped to receive a $1 million reward as well as a British visa. It called Adestani a special operative of Israel and said he gave images and footage of special places to Mossad agents. Human rights organizations and Western governments have condemned Iran's increasing use of capital punishment, particularly for political and espionage-related offenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.